Once upon a time, there was a woodcutter who loved his daughter more than anything in the world. Every day, he would drag his axe out into the forest, cutting dead branches into sticks, bundling sticks, and carrying them on his back to town in exchange for a few coins so he could feed his daughter and himself a few crusts of bread and some cheese. Day after day, it was like this, just enough to get by. But then a wish arose in his heart that his daughter, that she would have more, that she would have a better life. So even though he had very little, he managed to save a few coins. And over time, the coins became a small pile. And with that, he announced, "My beloved daughter, you're going to school." She didn't want to go to school. She loved being in the forest with her father. She loved the way the branches in the forest reached for the sky, how there were critters scuttling around, and she loved the sweet smell of the dew on the grass, and she didn't want to go to school. But her father assured her in school she would learn about the universe. Her teachers taught her geometry, philosophy, astronomy, etymology, and her imagination grew and grew. And as time went on, the pile of money shrunk. She was called into the headmaster's office one day, announcing that she didn't have enough money to continue her education, and she needed to go home. Her father was so disappointed. "What's the use of a half-educated girl?" "No worries, father. Now I can come into the forest, and now that I'm bigger, I can help you chop wood and haul it back to the village." "But we only have one axe, child."
"Well, we can borrow one from the neighbors, and then when we make enough money, I can buy my own."
The father swallowed his pride and asked the neighbor for an axe because he hoped for two extra hands. So then he and his daughter drug their axes out to the forest. The forest was teeming with life. They chopped all morning, and then when the sun was right overhead, the father put down his axe and he called his daughter to sit down and eat her small crust of bread and cheese and rest.
"But father, I want to see if I can find a bird's nest."
"No, child. We must rest. If we're to cut more and still have enough energy to carry this all home, we must rest."
But I'm not tired. Besides, I want to find a bird's nest."
The father could not squash his daughter's enthusiasm. She wandered off into the forest, nibbling on her small sandwich, eyes in the sky, looking high up into the trees. When suddenly she heard,
"Let me out! Let me out! Let me out!"
She kept searching the branches but saw nothing. She looked down at the base of a gnarled old oak tree. She thought the sound was coming near its roots. Down on her knees, she dug near the roots of the old oak tree, and there buried was a small blue bottle. And when she looked at it, she could see inside that there was something bouncing up and down. Maybe a tiny frog? She was so curious that she popped the lid off, and out of the little blue bottle came a swirl of purple smoke. It grew and grew, and finally, the purple smoke took the shape of a large creature. The girl was already trembling slightly when the spirit spoke. "I have been locked in this bottle for too long, and now I owe you a favor." For a moment, the girl thought this was her lucky day. And then the spirit spoke, "I will strangle you."
"But why?"
I have been locked in here for far too long, and I am far too powerful to let you have the best of me.
I see that you are a powerful spirit, but I don't believe you're that powerful. For if you were, you could shrink down small and fit back in that bottle, and then I would believe you that you are big and mighty.
Huh,
said the spirit. Just like that, his body began to dissolve and turn into lavender smoke, squinching smaller and smaller until it fit all the way back down into the little blue bottle, where the girl promptly popped the cork back on the bottle and sealed him in shut. She placed the bottle right back where she found it at the nook of that oak tree and started to walk away when she heard,
"Let me out! Let me out! Let me out!"
Well, if I got him back in the bottle once, and he is as powerful as he says he is, maybe I could do it again. She stepped back towards the tree, picked up the bottle, and opened it once again. And the spirit came to his full size, looming over there with his arms. "You are a clever child. And for this, I will not strangle you this time. Instead, I will give you this small gift." And with that, he tossed her a small piece of cloth. "This magic cloth will turn steel to silver. The other side will heal any wound." And with that, he disappeared. Overjoyed with her treasure, she dashed back to find her father chopping wood in the forest.
"Father, father, you're not going to believe what happened."
She excitedly took the cloth to polish the neighbor's axe. She wanted to cut a hole into a tree and then heal it with the cloth. But when she swung the axe, it hit the tree and bent, and then fell to the ground and cut her foot. In one fatal swoop, she had broken the neighbor's axe and injured herself.
What have you done? Child!
Her father did his best to bandage her foot, then carried her, the two axes, back home. There he fell asleep in the chair next to her bed. She tossed and turned, pain in her foot so big. Finally, she remembered the cloth. She crept quietly towards it. She wiped it on her wound and healed herself. Before her father woke in the morning, she took the neighbor's broken axe to a silversmith, and he confirmed that she had turned the axe to pure silver. She exchanged it for a pile of coins bigger than she had ever seen. When she returned to her father's hut, she asked him,
"Papa, how much does a neighbor's axe cost?"
"A few coins, my child." So out of her pocket, she placed those few coins on the table, and in his surprise, he watched as she put a pile of silver on the table, pushed it towards him, and said, "Papa, you never have to work another day in your life." She didn't give him all of the money. She kept half of it for herself and sent herself back to school. She wanted to learn how to heal people, and how to find the deep medicine within her own self to become the woman that she wanted to be. And that, my friends, is how that story goes.